this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. I've been privileged to meet so many of you around the country in my own travels to fight the evil of abortion in our land, and I know how much so many of you sacrifice for the cause of life. It's important that we know some of the success stories that are a result of our work and of the grace of God in response to so many of our prayers. I'd like to tell you about three women I know, all of whom can give us great encouragement in the cause for life. The first woman, by the name of Helene, is someone who had an appointment for an abortion one day, and I, together with a group of other pro-life people, happened to be there at the abortion facility praying the rosary out on the sidewalk. We were there together with the pro-life coordinator for that particular diocese, and we also had people there holding signs that said, "We will help you." There were sidewalk counselors who try to approach the women going in for their abortion to tell them that they can come to us and receive all the help that they need. The rest of us stood there and prayed the rosary decade after decade. Helene actually went inside to get her abortion, but while she was sitting there in the waiting room, she looked out the window and she saw us there praying. And then she saw me wearing the collar and she said to herself, "There's a priest out there. What am I doing in here?" And on her own, she got up, she left that waiting room, she left that building, she came out onto the sidewalk, she came over to us, she saw the sign that said, "We will help you," and she said, "Is there help available for me?" And we told her, "There surely is." She took advantage of the help we had to offer. In fact, and she gave me permission to tell her story, she went to confession right there on the public sidewalk. And she said, "Father, I feel so bad that I even went in there, that I even thought of killing my baby." And I said to her, "God is very happy that you came back out. And aren't we all?" I had the privilege, a few months later, of baptizing Helene's baby girl. And do you know what name she gave her? Guadalupe. We know that Our Lady of Guadalupe is the patroness of the unborn, and through her prayers and through ours, so many more are saved. Another woman was scheduled to have an abortion, and she saw one of our programs on abortion that is broadcast through EWTN. She saw it the night before she was scheduled to have the abortion. She wrote to me and she said, "Father, on the night before my abortion, something woke me up in the middle of the night. I turned on the television, and there you were talking about abortion. And I realized I was about to do something very, very selfish. I changed my mind. I'm having my baby." Do you know I was already scheduled to speak in her city? And the day that I was there to speak turned out to be the very day that that baby was born. I want to tell you about a third woman. She's a woman who is quite famous, although for some years nobody knew her real name. She is the woman called Jane Roe of the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision, which in 1973 legalized abortion throughout our country for all 9 months of the pregnancy. Jane Roe had been pregnant in Texas, and since Texas law forbade abortions, as did the laws in other states as well, she was not able to obtain one. Her case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and then abortion was legalized. Jane Roe's real name is Norma McCorvey, and now Norma McCorvey is 100% pro-life. In August of 1995, because of a friendship that developed between her and some pro-life people in Dallas, Texas, she came to see that abortion is wrong. She came to see that the Roe versus Wade decision was wrong. And now Norma McCorvey works full-time to help save children and their mothers from abortion. I've gotten to know her, and I know exactly what she would want to say to you. She would want to say to you, "Pray for me, pray for our work, and know that we will prevail. She would want to say, "Pray for me that the Lord Jesus will strengthen me in the battle," because she is in the battle every single day with all the rest of us. She is 100% pro-life. She does not believe in any exceptions or that abortions are okay in some circumstances. She says, "I'm pro-life across the board. All abortions are wrong." If Jane Roe herself can change her mind, so can anyone else. Brothers and sisters, we are succeeding. We are saving lives. We are convincing people of what is right. Let's continue working together and praying together. Feel free to contact us at Priests for Life. We will assist you in the struggle to end abortion. And let's all turn to the Lord and Giver of life and say, "Lord, bless our efforts. We serve you, the Lord of all life. Protect those who are weakest and most defenseless, our brothers and sisters in the womb." God bless you.